We open our show this time with a broadcast from 1953 of the Hall of Fantasy. This episode is entitled The Spectre of Denton Castle.
And now, the Hall of Fantasy. Welcome to the Hall of Fantasy. Welcome to the series of radio dramas dedicated to the supernatural, the unusual, and the unknown. Come with me, my friend. We shall descend the world of the unknown and forbidden, down to the depths where the veil of time is lifted, and the supernatural reigns as king. Come with me and listen to the tale of the Spectre of Denton Castle.
It began quietly enough. I'd arrived home about a quarter to six. Laura was in the kitchen cooking dinner.
Laura, I'm home, honey.
Glad to have you back, Mr. Denton.
Any mail?
I'll buy a plate at the dining room table. And there's one from England, David.
England?
That's right. I put it on the card. Do you know anybody in England, David?
No. Dad used to have some relatives over there, but I never knew them, or even wrote to them, for that matter.
Well, for goodness sake, open it.
All right, Laura.
What does it say?
I'll read it to you. Dear Mr. Denton, as executor of your late uncle, the Earl of Harcourt's estate, my firm has been trying to locate you for the past 6 months. After an exhaustive search, we have discovered that you are the only heir remaining in the Denton line. You are legal heir to Denton Castle, the estate, and the title of Earl of Harcourt. Please contact us as soon as possible.
Oh, David, you're an earl.
I can't believe it. Maybe someone's playing a joke on
us. It's a pretty elaborate joke, David. That letter came from the town of Listed, England.
Mm.
I don't think it is a joke. I think it's actually true.
I wonder how much it's worth.
What?
Everything. The estate, the castle.
Oh, I don't know, but you'd better get in touch with him right away.
The letter's signed by Anthony Clendenin. I'll write him tonight.
Well, just think of it, David. You're an earl.
Oh, I don't feel any different. You'd better get back to your dinner or it'll burn. That was the way it began. The letter from a town in England I'd never heard of. From a man I'd never seen. I wrote to him that evening, saying that I had received his letter and was waiting to hear what more he had to say. 3 weeks later, he received a reply.
What did he say?
He wants me to come to England.
It's when?
As soon as possible.
What are you going to do?
Well, my vacation comes up in June. Maybe I could move it ahead.
You've got 3 weeks coming. We could fly over.
Yes, and if we needed more time, I could take an extra week without pay.
Oh, the way you're talking, you expect return right away.
You can't tell what we'll find, Laura.
Oh, but you're going to go, aren't you?
Well, of course. But don't get your hopes up too high, darling. We don't know what we'll find over there. We cleared ourselves with the authorities, wrote Denning, and told him to meet us in London. A month after we had received the second letter, we landed in England. Denning was there waiting for us.
Mr. Denton.
Yes.
Glenn Denning. Anthony Denton.
Oh, please, please. This is my wife, Laura.
Pleasure, Mr. Denton. I have a moment waiting. This jet is about 120 miles from here. I suggest we call for your luggage. Then as we arrive, I can tell you more about what is happening. Of course, when the Earl died, I began to search for his heir. I've acted as his solicitor for many years, you see. And in his will, he named me executor of his estate.
Ah, I see.
You'll be able to see the castle in just a moment. We're almost there. Would you care to examine it before we go to my office in Lister?
Well,
oh, David, let's do.
All right. If you don't mind, Mr. Clendenin.
That's all. I'll turn it against the room there. Yes, now you can see it.
Breathtaking. Like something out of Crusade.
Well, hardly that old, Mrs. Denton. The castle has stood since the late 1700s. I take you on a tour of the castle as soon as we get there. Meanwhile, why don't you enjoy the view? All the land you see is yours, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid it's getting rather late. We should be going.
I'm sorry that I've been so insistent, Mr. Clendenning, but I've never been in a castle before, especially one we own.
I hope you'll see it as happy about it in the future. But what do you mean? Nothing, really.
How old was my uncle when he died?
35.
Well, then he wasn't much older than David.
That's correct. How did he die? Accidentally? We think so.
You think so?
Yes, that's right. It's getting rather dark. Here we go.
Not yet. How did he die, Mr. Clendenning?
Do you think he was murdered?
No.
Murdered?
Yes, not in the ordinary way. Very dark outside, so let me go.
Where did that ring come from?
I don't know. A woman in a long gown walking toward us.
Beware. Beware. Is your name?
Who is that,
Clendenning? They call her the Spectre of the Beast.
From the Golden Age of Radio Theater, you're listening to the Hall of Fantasy. We'll continue in just a moment.
You said you wanted your film developed in 1 hour?
Yeah. So what do you do with your time?
Rope it?
You don't work out. Bake a cake?
You don't cook.
I could stop.
Right. That's where we're going to Kmart.
Kmart's 1 hour film developing is more than quick. It's big 4-inch prints on quality Kodak paper.
Got the picture?
Yep. And I got a full card.
See, you can stop and develop film all at once.
I can walk and chew gum, too.
Overachiever.
This is what's up. Sometimes I can pat my head and rub my stomach.
At the big Kmart, everything we do is built around
inventory for availability.
I admit it, I love to talk, especially to my best friend in Canada. Well, someone must have told AT&T, because now I can call Canada for just 9 cents a minute when I dial direct, all weekend long for 6 whole months. Plus, AT&T offers competitive rates on all my calls in the U.S. and Canada all week long. It's great to have a friend like AT&T, because at the rate like 9 cents a minute to Canada, I get to do more of what I like to do best, talk.
Enrollment required. AT&T, your true choice.
And now back to the specter of Denston Castle.
Anthony Clendenning has taken us on a quick tour of Denston Castle. It had grown late and the sky had darkened from the shades of day to those of night. Clendenning was anxious to leave and we were on the point of doing so when we saw her. The specter of Denston Castle.
Who is that, Clendenning?
They call her the specter of Denston Castle.
If the name is Denston... Beware.
She's gone.
She just seemed to disappear. Where did she go? She was here in this room with us. She didn't use any door. Where did she go?
You know what the word specter means, don't you, student?
Of course. An apparition, a ghost. You don't expect me to believe that the woman we saw was a ghost, do you?
Yes, I do.
I don't believe you.
Maybe he's right, David. Suddenly, it was so cold in here, and then that woman appeared. Just as if she materialized out of the air itself. Maybe it was what it says it was.
Believe me, I'm telling you the truth. Now, if you don't mind, perhaps you better leave now.
All right.
I reserved a room for you at the inn at Lister. First, I want you to come to my office, and I'll tell you as much as I can about the strange occurrences here at Castle Inn.
You didn't mention anything like that when you first contacted us.
There was no need.
I see.
I'll tell you everything I know as soon as we get the mixture. And you can decide for yourself what you want to do. But I'll tell you this much now. Every Denston who is residing here at Kessel is that strange and violent guest.
Within 30 minutes, we had dropped our luggage off at the inn and had gone to Clendenning's office. Even there, the effect of what he had seen was still with him. And his eyes would occasionally seem to be staring right through us, seeing something that terrified us.
You said you'd tell us a story, Mr. Clendenning.
Yes.
What did you mean by every Denston who resided at the castle died of strange and violent death?
Just what I said. Your father escaped the curses against him. He left England after the First War when he was quite young. He died a few years ago, isn't that correct?
Yes.
He would have been heir to the title where he still living. It appears you are the last of the Denstons. There's a curse in your family, Mr. Denston. And when you are dead, the curse will be fulfilled.
What do you mean by that?
That is the curse the witch called forth as he died in the flames.
But what?
Listen to the story. When I finish, then you can answer me any question you like. Go ahead. Thanks. Denston Castle was built by the first Earl of Harcourt in the year 1763. 1863, almost 200 years ago. At that time, in this area, the title made Richard Denson judge, jury, and executioner for any wrong committed. He is responsible to the king for safekeeping and management of this area. For 3 years, everything went well. But in 1770, there appeared in the town of Vicksburg one Annabelle Bruce. There were whispered stories about Annabelle, that she was in league with the devil, that she had signed a pact with him to give her power, which in turn she would use in his service. He was taken before Richard Denson, the first Earl of Harcourt. Richard Denson, the first Earl of Harcourt, died exactly a year to the day that Annabel Davis died. He hung himself. From that time to this, each of those who have held the title have died a strange and violent death.
How did my uncle die?
He fell or was pushed from the battlements of Denson Castle.
How terrible.
Who pushed him?
No one is certain of that. One of the servants said he saw the specter suddenly appear behind the Earl. But the Earl turned and saw it, began backing away. But the specter kept moving towards him until the Earl fell or was put to death.
Did anyone else see what happened?
I'm afraid not.
Possibly the servant is lying. Perhaps he was responsible for my uncle's death. I'd like to see him.
I'm afraid that would be impossible.
Why?
The servant died the night after your uncle's death.
Following morning, we went back to his office to see him.
Well, what have you decided to do, Mr. Denson?
How do you mean?
Are you going to claim the title, do you think?
Mr. Clendenning, what happens to it if we don't?
To be absolutely truthful with you, I'm named as officer there.
I see.
I'm afraid you don't see, Mr. Denson. Perhaps you have it in your mind that I'm trying to frighten you away. You're wrong if you think that.
Of course we don't think that.
Of course. When do you want to establish residence at the castle?
As soon as possible. Everything there is in good order. I should like to move out there today.
I see. You want service?
Yes.
I'll engage them for you, then. If you'll go back to the inn and pack your things, I'll have you moved out to Denson Castle by early afternoon.
And Denning hired three servants for us, a butler, a maid, and a cook. It was quite an event. That night, eating dinner in Denson Castle, we went up to bed about 11. I woke up about 1. I heard the sound of the clock ticking in Laura's regular breath. I tried to see through the darkness of the room. I felt that something or someone was in there with us. I heard the sound of the wind again. And then she appeared in a pool of shimmering light. She raised her arm and pointed towards me.
This is my second warning. You who are the last of the dancing, leave this place. Leave it. Or you shall die, just as have all the others.
Later this hour, the Abbott and Costello Show on the Golden Age of Radio Theater.
This is Detective Joe Pinkerton inviting you to join me on a special nostalgia radio cruise celebrating the golden age of radio with the Nostalgia Cruise along the Mississippi River. That's right. We're going to be sailing the Mississippi River with Victor Ives, visiting the Southern plantations, Civil War sites, Natchez, and New Orleans from February 6th through February 14th. 1997. So bring your sweetheart so you can enjoy live nostalgia radio shows and the favorite radio character costume party. And other parties as well, sweetheart. Cost per person includes airfare. And if you're booked before August 15th, it's only $16.99 per person for an inside cabin with two lower beds. Remember, your cruise includes all meals, overnight in New Orleans, and transportation. So call 1-800-767-1977 today. That's 1-800-767-1977.
Once again, join us in the Hall of Fantasy.
The first night we were staying at the castle, we'd gone to bed about 11. At 1 o'clock, I'd awakened. I felt that something was in the room watching us. Suddenly, as if from nowhere, she stood there in the room. And she raised her arm and pointed at me.
Leave Denton Castle, or you shall die. Just as have all the others.
What you were asleep.
I heard something.
Well, that's what you heard.
She's turning. She's leaving.
She's gone.
Oh, it's just as if she's vanished into the air itself. Oh, David, I'm afraid.
Good morning, my lord.
Huh?
There's the Earl of Harcourt now, you know. Or will be, as soon as the court recognizes your fame.
Well, forget that for a while. And Denning, do you know if there's a plan, a blueprint of the layout of the castle?
What on earth would you want them for?
I just want them, that's all.
Yes, I believe there was a blueprint, at least a drawing at the time of the castle. You'll find it in the great hall, inscribed in the wall next to the portrait of the first Earl of Harcourt.
Thank you.
Where do you... What is your reason for wanting to defend?
Why don't you come with me, son Denning? When we get back to the castle, I'll show you what I mean.
What do you see?
Right here. Just as I thought. There's an entrance marked in our bedroom, but there's no doorway. And they're here, right here. Right by the fireplace here in this hall. There's another entrance marked.
There's no entrance with a fireplace or doorway.
No entrance that we can see, son Denning.
But perhaps one that we can't see. Come on. Do you believe there's a secret doorway and a secret passage here in this castle?
I'm inclined to believe that, yes. Now, here's the fireplace, son Denning. I'm willing to bet my life that we'll find a secret door here.
I wouldn't want to take that wager, of course. Perhaps you're. Where should we begin?
I don't know. Try some of the stones on the fireplace. Maybe they'll be loose.
All right. I wonder what they'd say if they saw me now. Not on my hands and knees looking for a secret passageway.
They'd probably laugh. I can't find any stones that are loose.
Yeah, what about these little decorative knobs along the top of the mantel? Let's try those.
Good idea.
Hello, what's this?
What have you found?
Well, these knobs are loose. It doesn't fit in, however.
Try pulling it.
Capital idea.
Now,
just pull it.
Why, look!
To me. The whole back wall of the fireplace swung open. What do you intend doing now?
Getting a flashlight and taking a look at what's behind that wall.
I'll go with you.
Good. I'll get a flashlight. One of the servants probably have one. I'll be right back. Let's go.
Watch your head, Jensen.
Don't worry.
It's pretty clever putting the secret door on the back of the fireplace. Well, it's dark in here. Better use your torch.
Now what?
Your flashlight.
Oh.
There. Yes, that's much better.
Well, there's a stairway going up and a stairway going down. What shall it be?
Better we go down.
All right, let's go.
It's rather dusty in here.
Oh, yes, it is.
I don't believe that anyone's been up or down these stairs in decades. It's covered with dust.
I wonder who the last person was to know about this passageway.
I don't know. I do know your Uncle Vicky.
I expected to find footsteps on these stairs.
Oh, why?
I don't know. Oh, here's the bottom.
They seem to be in a large underground chamber.
Well, let's take a look. There's a large box in the center there.
Perhaps we'd better go back.
No. I want to see what's down here.
Maybe it's not it.
Maybe. It looks like a coffin.
Yes, there seems to be some writing on it. Turn your light in the section there. What's that? Let's see now.
All right, what does it say?
It's sort of difficult to make it out. Here lie the earthly remains of A.M.M. Annabelle Davis.
She was burned at the stake in the year 1770 for being a witch.
And the story you told me was true.
Of course it was. What I was trying to do was frighten you away so that I could play you. That's what I thought. You're quite right.
Where did you get that gun?
I had it in my pocket, Mr. Dent.
You were trying to frighten us away.
That's correct, Mr. Dent. There's no specter of Denton's castle, but he's not a joke. I discovered this passageway quite some time ago. Just as you did. I never had occasion to come down here, Mr. Denton. Had we gone upstairs, you would have seen the girl footprints in the dust. I hired her to impersonate the specter. That's why I suggested we come downstairs.
There we're going up.
Leave to your bedroom, Mr. Denton.
What are you going to do?
Kill you. Right there. Your wife doesn't know about the passage with us.
No, yes, she does, Quindley.
Your first answer was correct, Denton. She doesn't know. I'm going to kill you and leave you down here. And then I'm sure I'll be able to dispose of your wife. You two were the last barriers in my way, Denton. Now nothing stands in my way. I will be the new owner of Denton Castle.
And you killed my uncle.
Correct. But simply, trust me. I thought for a while you'd be far more difficult than you were. I knew you were suspicious, but you played right into my hands. And now, Mr. Denton, we care to go on your end. Will you turn around?
I guess I have no other alternative, but...
What's the matter?
There's something in back of you.
You think I'm a fool, then? Sing that line without a clue to story.
I'm serious, Quindley. There's something in back of you.
I don't believe you.
I turned and ran. For something had been in back of Anthony Clendenin. Wraith-like, horrible to behold, seeming to float upon the air. It enveloped him. And I heard him scream. That was when I ran. Since that time, we've sold Denton Castle and the estate and returned to this country. I will never forget what I saw in the subterranean chamber beneath the castle. I shall never forget the sight of the specter of Denton Castle.
So runs tonight's tale of the unusual, the terrifying, the unknown. Join us again when next we journey down the corridors of the Hall of Fantasy to hear another strange tale of the supernatural. All characters and events portrayed in these programs are fictional, and any similarity to actual events or persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental.
You're listening to the Golden Age of Radio Theater.
If your air conditioning isn't keeping